Father, I thank you so much for your grace, for your mercy, for your goodness, for your faithfulness. You're always there with us, Lord, always faithful, always true. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord wants us to love one another, and he wants us to build one another. He doesn't want us to tear down one another. Amen. How many know that the Lord is in the building process? Amen. The building program. Hallelujah. So that's what we're called to do. And, you know, sometimes the Lord has to dismantle some things, amen, that are not supposed to be there before we can grow healthy. We can build healthy. Amen. So there has to be a removal sometimes of certain things in our lives that are not good for us. And that's the work of sanctification. The Holy Spirit works in his people. You know, and so we have to be willing and obedient. We have to be willing to know, first of all, believe that God is with us and everything he's doing in our lives is actually good for us. And I don't always understand why the Lord does things the way he does it, but I know one thing, he's much smarter than I am. So if I don't understand with my mind, I trust him with my heart. Amen. Because he is good. He's a good father. And the Lord came to save, didn't he? Hallelujah. And, you know, it's good that we all realize that without him, we perish. Without him, we can do nothing. Without him, we're nothing. But Jesus, in his mercy, laid down his life for us, gave his life. Amen. Even for those who were at one time enemies. When we were born separated. Amen. We were born with the Adamic nature, which was hostile. Amen. To God. And so there's no way that we could have saved ourselves. And so Jesus took our place at the cross. Amen. He bore our sin on the cross. For God so loved the world. And I am a recipient of mercy today. I don't deserve him. And I don't deserve what he did. But he loved me first. While I was yet in sin. Jesus paid it all. So all, it's a big word, all to him I owe. Did you know you owe him everything? But sometimes we want to just pick and choose what we're going to give God. And how many knows if you do that, you're going to remain in bondage? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. God wants us fully possessed of his Spirit, amen, so that we're completely yielded, submitted, amen, and open to allow him to have every part of us. And in that, we have our freedom, amen, from fear and condemnation, from guilt and shame, amen, free from the power of Satan, amen. We can walk in the glorious liberty as sons and daughters of the Most High God in the new life. Amen. And greater is the one that's in us than he that's in the world. So save us, Lord. Amen. We're praying for America. We're praying that God would have mercy on this nation. Amen. It's no mystery. We're all watching the things that are happening. But God is bigger than that. And so we need to take our eyes off all the drama and say, Lord, what are you doing? And what would you have me to do in the midst of all this? I mean, you know, the Lord wants us to be salt and light, to be influencers. Amen. And he's anointed us and appointed us for such a time as this. God is the one that called you. And he had ordained you, did he not? That you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit would remain. Amen. So we are to shine as lights in the midst of a dark and perverse generation. Amen. And so God will give us the grace that we need. All we need to do is call upon the name of the Lord and we shall be saved. We shall be rescued. We shall be delivered. Amen. He is mighty to save. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid of the darkness. It was a song we sang years ago. It says, I'm not afraid of the darkness. Whom shall I fear if God be for me? What shall we say to these things? What shall we say to these things? I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid of the darkness. Whom shall I fear? If God be for me, what shall we say to these things? What shall we say to these things? Just say it. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid anymore. One more time. I'm not afraid of the darkness. Whom shall I fear if God be for me? What shall we say to these things? What shall we say to these things? I'm not afraid anymore. No! I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid anymore. The devil hates that song, so let's sing it again. I'm not afraid of the darkness. Whom shall I fear if God be for me? Shall he say these things, if I can get it right? What shall we say to these things? I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid anymore. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? How many know God gave us his word, amen, as the sword of the Spirit to use in the face of opposition of the enemy who will come in to try to intimidate, to control and manipulate and to rob you. Amen? So we stand with the word, the sword, and we declare, the Lord is with me. The Lord is mighty to save. If God be for me, who can be against me? Hallelujah. I remember when I was in the world, I was looking into all kinds of weird stuff and philosophy and trying to figure it out, and you know, and I came to this conclusion that we're like receiver transmitters, which is really true. Like they say, in our skull, apparently there are receptors that can actually pick up the frequencies that are around us, the moods and things that are happening, and so that's how we kind of like we receive words even and messages sometimes without necessarily hearing it. But just our minds are, you know, and our skulls are all involved in receiving, amen, and even transmitting. How many know that thoughts by themselves are also very powerful? So you have to be careful what you think about. I don't know if this is true, but I heard a testimony of someone saying that when he had a vision, he went to heaven. He says thoughts in heaven are like audible words on earth. Of course, we know we are to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Amen. And so we are to receive, amen, but also to transmit. But what we receive is very important as well. What do we tune to? What station are we tuned to? What frequency are we tuned to? Amen. The word algorithm is becoming very well used these days, you know. And the enemy wants to get us on his algorithm, you know. And he wants us to get caught up in all of the negativity. And if he can get us to do that, he can rob us of our confidence. You know, if we lose hope, all is lost. And you prayed this morning about hope, so that we would have faith, you know. So the Lord wants us to have hope, amen, so that we'll have assurance, confidence, and that he, amen, is with us and for us. And the enemy wants us to get into the fear mode and to tune into that station. And the negativity to where, and even down to the microcosms, it seems now, everything is being divided. You know, the enemy is into division. Are you hearing me? And so as God's people, we need to guard ourselves against that spirit that causes division, that sows discord among brethren. Because any of us, including me, can be subject to that if we allow ourselves to go there. Jesus prayed in John 17 that we may be one in Him, in the Father. Amen. And that prayer is still valid today. Amen. We should be praying for unity in the body of Christ. Amen. And we need to be careful because the enemy can only conquer through division, through misinformation, through lies. Things get exaggerated. Sometimes I will catch myself getting into some thought that is not of God, but sometimes initially you're not recognizing it's from the enemy. In fact, sometimes the enemy tries to push the paranoia thing on me to get me paranoid about people or what might be happening or what people are up to or what they're thinking. And I don't know those things, and God doesn't want me worried about those things. But we have to guard our minds. We have to guard our thought life. And we have to understand that we're all in this process together. We're all being perfected by Christ. Amen. He's the one that's doing the work. Lest we should boast and become proud of our own accomplishments. And then we get into competition. Then we start to tear down others to build ourselves up. In fact, sometimes even churches do that, and ministers can do that. They'll tear down other ministries to build theirs up. Are you hearing me today? The enemy is into division. He's into competition. He's into comparing. It's like the Pharisee that stood and said within himself, "Lord, I thank you that I'm not like other men." As he prayed, right? You see, if we're not careful, we can become like that. And so we need to remember the hole from whence we were dug. We need to remember that it was the Lord's mercy that scraped us from the bottom, amen, and brought us into this glorious liberty, hallelujah. And the work that's been accomplished in my life has been by the mercy and by the grace of God, amen. And He even gave me the ability to believe. So to God be the glory for the things He has done. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So let's tune into Heaven Station and break the dial there. Remember those old dial things? The dial would break off, right? You'd have to put tape on there and glue or something to try to get back on there. Well, let's tune to Heaven Station. Some of you know, some of you said, what is a dial? But break that thing right off, right? Right there on Heaven Station and stay there. Hallelujah. Because, guys, there's so much that's screaming for our attention right now to get us stressed out and worried and fearful. And, yeah, there are things that are happening, but God is bigger than all of that. And God is going to have His plan fulfilled. We just need to remember God has His plan, and His plan is what's going to happen. Amen. So we're just along for the ride. Say, Lord, whatever you want to, however you want to use me in the process, however you want me to be involved, even in a practical sense, I'm available, amen? But let's understand that each one of us personally will give an account of ourselves to the Lord. Amen? And another thing the Lord has taught me is don't expect everybody to see things exactly the way you do. Because, you know, if I thought it must be right. And anybody who doesn't think like I do must be wrong. So the Lord has a way of humbling us, so that we'll realize that by the grace of God, I am who I am today. By the grace of God, I can understand what I understand today. How many know that you can't even understand the scripture unless the Holy Spirit opens it up to you? How many have opened up the book a few times and say, what in the world? Right? It's like a dead letter until the Spirit of God breathes. Amen. And then He brings it to light, and you begin to then see and understand. Well, how many know it's not because I'm an exceptional intellect that I could understand Scripture? Some of you know that ain't true about me anyways. But It's because of the grace of God, because of the Spirit of God revealing to me what is true, because I have an eagerness, I have a desire to know what is true. As a child, I come to my Father and ask Him for bread. Amen. And if I keep myself in that place where, Lord, I don't know, but I want to know, He'll continue to download. He'll continue to show me things. I don't know how I've survived this long in the ministry. I mean, I got started around 1988. Go do the math on that, right? And some of you have been in longer than I have, but how I've survived that long, it's got to be the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. A few times I felt like I should be in that one of those rubber rooms or something, you know. But it can be very taxing and stressful, and you carry a burden, you know, and you want to see people do well, and you watch people come and go. There's an ebb and flow, you know, and your heart breaks for people. And yet it's by the grace of God I am who I am. It's by the grace of God that I can do what I do. And the same thing is for every one of us in this room. We're all in this together, and God's grace is sufficient for you in your situation and the things that you need to deal with. He is more than enough for everything we have need of. Amen. He has made available to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him. Jesus is with us. He's gone before us. And the anchor, amen, of my soul is within the veil. Hallelujah. Through the Spirit, I'm connected to Jesus. Amen. So I have access 24/7 to the throne of grace. And I come, amen, with confidence that the blood of Jesus avails for me. And brethren, if any of you sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. We'll pray and ask God to forgive us and to cleanse us. And then get back up and get back in the race and quit going back into the sewer. Amen. God wants His people clean. Amen. So we'll be pure vessels. Amen. That He can pour His holy oil into His Spirit and He can use us. Amen. I believe that the purer our hearts, the more of Christ people will see. Amen. So we want to be everything God wants us to be. Our responsibility is to cooperate with Him, to yield to Him, to allow Him to have access to us. That means to trust Him. And when you trust Him, you will obey Him. Amen. Hallelujah. God doesn't want us divided. He wants us together. He wants us in unity. Amen. We're going to have some differences, obviously, because we see things through the lens of our gifting. And so many times we feel like, well, why aren't they seeing it the way I see it? It's because they have a different gift set. And so what you have, amen, is something that they can benefit from. But what they have is something you can benefit from. We have to remember that. Amen. That God designed us as a body with different parts. Amen. With different responsibilities. And so we need to discover who we are in the Lord and then be good at that. Amen. And quit comparing and judging each other. Amen. Because people aren't just doing the things the same way we think they should. That is where we get into the divisiveness. Amen. And we allow the enemy to get in there and cause division. I'm not talking about false doctrine, okay, or anything like that. I'm talking about there are going to be some different views on things. It's like a diamond that has many facets. Truth is like that. Amen. There are different facets. It's the same truth. How many have been in a Bible study where you're sharing scripture together? Amen. And I say, you know what I see is this. And somebody else will bring up another gem. Amen. Another perspective, another facet of the same thing. But it will be based upon their gift set and the way that God has anointed them. So together we can grow up. Amen. And become complete, lacking nothing. As each member supplies that which the other is lacking. Amen. So instead of me saying, well, how come you're not like me? I'm saying, let me share what God has shared with me, with you. Amen. And understand that you're a work in progress, but so am I. And if you don't believe that, well, give it some time. The Lord will reveal that to you once again, that you're still a work in progress. Can anybody say amen to that and be honest today? Okay. So we want to see each other do well. Amen. We want to see each other do well, because when you do well, I'm doing well, because we're a body. So we don't want schisms. We don't want divisions. We don't want cliques. Amen. How many know there's only one superhero up in here, right? And that's Jesus. Amen. So there's no elite class, guys. I'm sorry to say, but some people think they're that, but no. You're just who God has made you, amen, and designed you and anointed you to be. And you have to remember that it was by the grace of God, I am who I am. Thank you, Lord. All I can say is thank you, Lord, because I wouldn't have saved me, you know. But God loved me that much. And I think about some of the knucklehead things I've done in life, you know, and I'm looking back and say, man, oh, praise God for mercy. Thank God for the cross. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did. And man, those things aren't going to be held against me anymore. Hallelujah. I was full of hate, you know, angry, you know. But God in his mercy, he saved me. Oh, he saved me. Hallelujah. All his words are true. See the rainbow. All creation new. It's an old Phil Keaggy song. Noah's song. But it's a new beginning. Like waking up from the longest dream. How real it seemed until your love broke through. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity will one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. Yes, they'll know. Not because we're superior, you know, at Bible knowledge and Bible thumping and Bible preaching or any of that, because no, you can't even be that without God. I like what Paul said. He said, what do you have that you didn't receive? So if we received everything we have, why should we boast, you know, about anything? We couldn't save ourselves. That's why Jesus came. Let's not forget. I want you to bow your heads for a moment. Ask the Holy Spirit if there's anything that's unsettled in your heart, maybe a grudge or any unforgiveness towards someone. Maybe you've been holding on to something against somebody. The Lord wants you to lay it right now at the altar. He wants you to confess that and to renounce that. And he wants you to reconcile, amen, with that person. If you can't get to that person, then you just right now, from your heart before the Lord, speak to that person, because your words are powerful. They're spirit and nature. Amen. And I want you just to say, I forgive you. In Jesus' name, I choose to forgive you. I release you. I cancel the debt. You owe me nothing. You're free to go. Forgive them. Release that person that you're holding that against right now. Just let it go. As you do that, then you'll receive your forgiveness, your mercy from God. Amen? So let them go. Anybody here, if there's something, ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, is there anything unsettled in my heart? Or maybe you've been in some kind of besetting sin. Now's a good time to just confess it before God. Renounce it. Amen? Repent from your heart before the Lord. And ask him to forgive you. And he will. He will blot out every transgression. He will purge those iniquities, amen. And he will wash you and cleanse you, Just confess it right now. If there's anything in your heart that's not right, you're not living right before the Lord, confess it and renounce it before the Lord in Jesus' name. Name that person and just tell them, I forgive you. I release you in Jesus' name. None of us deserve Jesus, amen, and deserve his forgiveness. And yet, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And people that have hurt you really did not know what they were doing. If they did, they wouldn't do it. They may have intentionally done that, but they didn't really know the depths of that. They did it in ignorance. They did it in blindness, because sin blinds. So let that person go. Get that monkey off your back. Release those people right now, amen? Let them go. Speak to them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Sometimes when you do that, amen, you'll be okay for a while, but then the enemy wants to offer it back to you. He wants to bring it back to you. That's when you say, no, I forgive you. I release you. You owe me nothing. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Obey the Lord. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you. The Bible says, confess your faults one to another. James 5, right? And confess what? Your faults one to another. And pray for one another that you might be healed. Pray for that one right now. Holy Spirit, we just invite you, Lord, and to just, Lord, permeate us right now. Envelop us right now. Captivate our hearts and our minds right now. Holy Spirit, have your way in me. Have your way in us right now. Lead us in the way we should go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for the cross. We thank you that you are willing to lay down your life for us. Jesus said, no man takes my life from me, but I lay it down willingly for my sheep. Jesus said, I am the bread of heaven. And he gave his life. He was broken for us. He was wounded for us, wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Lord, we remember you, your sacrifice, and that we are espoused to you, that we belong to you, that we are your people. We are your bride, Lord. And we have entered into this covenant with you, Lord, in your blood. And we thank you, Lord God, that you've already dealt with the sin problem, that we don't have to live in fear and condemnation or shame or guilt any longer, that the sin problem has been dealt with in Jesus' name. And today, Lord, we remember your sacrifice. We give you thanks. And after the Lord had taken the bread, as Paul said, I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the night the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. Let's break it. And said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Lord, we ask that as we partake of this right now, that, Lord, everything that you accomplished for us at the cross, all the healing, Lord God, would come to your body. For those who are sick in body, that we will be made whole by faith in your shed blood and broken body. And so we say, yes, Lord, we believe and we receive everything you have accomplished for us. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And then we take drink of the wine, which represents the blood of Jesus. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Now think about this. What was Jesus doing with his disciples? He was saying, "We're going to enter into a covenant. I'm going to give myself to you. Now you give yourself to me. By taking this cup, you agree, amen, to the covenant that you're no longer your own, but you belong to me. Everything I have is now yours. Everything you have is mine." Amen. And therefore, this is marital wine. By taking the cup, the bride would say, "I agree. I consent to this marriage." And that's why the Bible says also in John 14, when Jesus said not to let your hearts become troubled or let them be afraid. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I've gone to what? Prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also." He's saying the bridegroom was going to return to heaven to prepare a place for us. Amen. Even as the bride, amen, in the Galilean wedding would, right? She would be in preparation, amen, for the consummation of the marriage, right? But the bridegroom would go away to his Father's house, remember, and what? Prepare a dwelling place. And when it was all prepared, everything was ready, he would return at the appointed time of the Father. When the Father said, only the Father knows the day or the hour, amen, he's going to send his Son to do what? To receive his church, his people, his bride. Amen. So that where I am, there you may be also. Come, Lord Jesus, we say, amen. So we're agreeing once again, we're renewing our vows, if you will, in a sense of saying, "Lord, I remember and I renew my commitment." Amen. That this blood represents, amen, the covenantal wine of our marriage that's been sealed in the blood, amen, of Jesus. We have been purchased. Not with silver or gold, amen, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without spot or blemish. So I belong to him. He belongs to me. I consent and say, "Lord, I receive you." Amen. Everything I have is yours. Everything you have is mine. I receive you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I get everybody to stand, please? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we remember Palm Sunday today. As the palm leaves were thrown along your route, his people shouted, "Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David." You, Lord, are the one who saves. Save us, Lord. Save us, Lord. That's what they were shouting. Save us, Lord. Oh, Jesus, you've come to rescue us from Roman oppression. You've come to set us free from this tyranny. But Jesus didn't come to deliver them from the Romans. He came to deliver them from something greater, far worse than the Romans. And that is our sin. Hallelujah. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul? What can you give in exchange for your soul? Amen? Jesus came to save us from our sins. Hallelujah. Amen? The King, hallelujah, has come. Amen? In his first coming, he came as a suffering servant. Amen? He came to die in our place as the Lamb of God to deal with the sin problem. The next time he's coming as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's coming to reign over all the earth. And in that day, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. And we will call upon his name, for whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered, shall be rescued. Hallelujah. God is with us. God is for us. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. as we remember you, Lord. And thank you so much that you were willing to lay down your life for us. There's a song that we sang years ago. I heard, learned it from Jews for Jesus. There is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus whose spirit has freed us from sin and death. When the law could not save us, in mercy God gave us his Son as an offering to pay our debt. And we sing together, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord.